All right. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
And a very special good morning to all the children who are joining us. I always think this is an amazing time that God has given to us that even our children can join with all the adults. So we want to give a little air fist bump, air pound to all the kids out there.
我们也要特别的向和我们一同敬拜的小朋友们特别的问候。我总是觉得这是非常美好的一件事情，让大人小孩能够一同的敬拜，所以我们要在这里跟你们空中击拳。
And I remember on the first Sunday, Pastor James, encouraged family members to give each other a hug, and I saw a picture of his son Jonathan hugging his dad on the TV. And if you're willing to right now, give someone a hug. I miss giving hugs. I'm a hugger. But just give someone around you a hug right now. Not a fake hug, but just a nice real hug. Not here. We're not doing that here.
我记得当我们第一次网上直播敬拜的时候，范长老请大家互相的拥抱，跟家庭的成员拥抱。我们看到照片，他的小儿子 Jonathan 对着电视的屏幕给爸爸一个大大的拥抱。那么我们刘长老也特别想念这样子大家能够很温暖的互相拥抱，所以如果您在家里，不妨给在身边的家人一个温暖的、美好的、甜蜜的拥抱。
You know, I remember hearing a story recently where in the midst of all this chaos, not this particular virus chaos, but another chaos in the past, it was in the midst of a natural disaster within the world.
我记得有这样一个故事，也是在一个非常混乱的情形下，不是目前的这个混乱的情形，而是以前的一个自然灾害的情形下。
And a young, I believe he was about a college-age student, was away from his mother and father.
那是一个大学生，他离开父母。
He was in one part of the country. His parents were back at home.
他们各自在国家的不同的地方。
And in the midst of this natural disaster,
在这个自然灾害中，
all of the phone lines, communications were severed.
所有的电话通讯方式都中断了。
And so this son was doing everything he could to try to survive.
这个儿子呢，他尽自己的所能，想要生存下去。
And he was doing everything he could, but he was so confused.
他尽了自己最大的努力，但是呢，他还是觉得想不大明白。
And so in desperation, he was trying to get a hold of his father.
在绝望中，他非常想要找到他的父亲。
And so over and over again, he was trying to use different communication devices to get in touch with his father.
他采用各种不同的通讯方式想要联系到自己的父亲。
And over again, he failed. He wasn't able to communicate.
但是他一而再再而三的都失败了，不能够联系上父亲。
And this son was getting more and more desperate.
所以这个儿子就越来越绝望了。
All he needed was to hear the voice of his father.
他特别想要听到父亲的声音，
both for comfort and for advice.
既是要得到父亲的安慰，也是想听到父亲的建议。
And finally, at some point in time, he was able to rig a telephone.
终于他有办法让一个电话能够联系上父亲了。
And he got in touch with his dad.
他找到爸爸了。
And as soon as he heard his dad's voice,
他一听到父亲的声音,
he wept.
他就落泪了。
In the midst of all the chaos,
在一切都混乱的情形中,
amidst him not knowing what to do,
他无所适从,
he just needed to hear from his father.
他就需要听到父亲的声音。
You know, I really believe that as a church today, we need to hear from our Father.
我相信今天我们作为教会，我们也需要听到我们父亲的声音。
We need to hear God's voice in this time.
在此时此刻，我们需要听到神的声音。
No matter how sufficient we think we are to get through this particular disaster that we're all in right now.
尽管也许这一次这样的灾难，我们觉得我们已经有充分的预备可以度过。
We ought to be desperate to hear the voice of God.
我们非常的需要听到神的声音。
Today we're going to look at one verse.
今天我们只看一节经文。
We're going to look one verse, so grab your Bibles and turn it to the book of Nahum.
所以请大家翻开圣经，翻到纳鸿书。
So grab your Bibles, help your children around you.
帮着你身边的孩子们一起。
We're going to look at just one verse.
我们要一起看一节经文。
But before we even read that one verse, we're going to look at the two verses that come before it.
但当我们转到这一节经文的时候，让我们看看它前面的两节经文。
And without knowing any of the background of this book,
就算我们不晓得本书的背景，
I'm going to tell you that it's pretty frightening.
我想大家都可以看到这是非常让人恐惧的。
The situation that it is talking about is quite scary.
这段经文所描述的情景非常可怕。
So our key verse is Nahum 1:7, but we're going to look at verse 5 and 6, and we're going to put it on the screen so you can follow with us as well.
所以虽然我们今天的重点经节是纳鸿书一章七节，但请大家先看屏幕上的五到六节。
Verse 5, the mountains quake before him, the hills melt.The earth heaves before him, and the world and all who dwell in it.
大山因他震动，小山也消化，大地在他面前凸起，世间和住在其间的也都如此。
Who can stand before his God's indignation? Who can endure the heat of his anger, his wrath?Is poured out like fire, and the rocks are broken into pieces by him, that is God.
他发愤恨，谁能立得住呢？他发烈怒，谁能当得起呢？他的愤怒如火倾倒，磐石因他崩裂。他指的就是神。
You see, in these two verses, it's already giving us, it's painting a picture.
大家请看，这两节经文已经给我们描绘了一幅画面。
Have you seen the mountains to the north side of us?
大家看到我们北方的山吗？
That even the mountains quake before God.
就算大山也因着神而震动。
That hills, you've ever seen a hill, a green hill, it actually is melting away before God.
小山，大家看过一些小山包吗？他们在神的面前也都消化。
That the whole earth, all the people who dwell in it, actually shake, are shaking before God.
世界和住在其间的所有的人在神的面前都战惊。
These words are painting a picture for us to see.
这些词句为我们描绘了一幅画面。
In a way, it reminds us, especially at this time, whose power is greater than the power of nature itself.
特别在现在这样一个时刻，这些字句提醒我们，谁的能力超越这自然的能力呢？
It's almost telling us that God is able to show us Who is behind everything?
他提醒我们，神让我们看到谁是在万事万物背后的主宰。
It's reminding us that God is able to send us, the world, a message.
这也提醒我们，神能够可以向世界发送一个信息。
And if God is giving us a message,
那么如果神要向我们传达一个信息，
then we better take notice and be ready to listen.
那我们最好能够把注意力给他，然后能够好好的听神要对我们讲的话。
And then right in the midst of this frightening picture, this storm where the whole earth is shaking and mountains are moving and hills are just melting away.
那么就在这么一幅恐惧的画面当中，大山震动，小山消化，然后有暴风雨的当中。
You have what we see sometimes, this break in the storm.
这时候你看见我们有时候能够看见的在风暴中风雨暂时的止歇。
And then in the break of the storm, you see this ray of sunlight pouring in.
那么就在风雨止歇的时候，你看到一缕阳光穿透云层照下来。
And that's this one verse that we're going to read next.
这就是我们接下来要念的一段经文，一节经
文。That in the midst of this dark and stormy clouds, there's this ray of light that breaks through the clouds.
在乌云密布，在风暴中，我们看到了这样的一缕阳光。
And that's verse 7.
那就是第七节。
And I'd like to invite us all to read God's word together. We're going to read it in English at home, and then you're going to read it in Chinese with Liu Yun at home.
那么接下来我想邀请大家我们一同来念这段经文。
Verse 7, let's read it together. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him.
耶和华本为善，在患难的日子为人的保障，并且认得那些投靠他的人。
Wow, you see that?
你看见了吗?
That's the break in the storm.
这就是风雨中我们看到的止歇。
That's when a child is scared of the dark and he's waiting for the light to turn on.
这就像一个小孩子，他很害怕黑暗，这时候他看到了一缕的亮光。
This is God speaking through the storm.
这就是神在暴风雨中对我们讲话。
Can we...Bow and prepare our hearts and let's pray together as families and look to God that we would be able to hear His voice today.
好不好？请大家一起，我们来低头祷告，来到神的面前，来献上我们的祷告。
Oh Lord Yahweh,
主耶和华
，We are in the day of trouble.
我们在患难的日子中。
But you, the Lord Yahweh, are the Almighty God, and you are not surprised by any events.
但是主耶和华呀，你是那全能的真神，你在你一切都不是令人啊惊奇的。
In fact, Lord, I believe that you've been calling to all those who would listen.
主啊，我相信你在呼召那些愿意听的人。
And today, O Lord, I pray you help us to see that we need to hear your voice.
主啊，今天我祷告，愿我们每一个人都能够看见，我们需要听到你的声音。
Help us to not keep trying to listen to the voice of people.
帮助我们不要只是一直听到人的声音。
Help us to not...Keep looking at the circumstances that surround us.
帮助我们不要只是看到我们周遭所处的环境。
But help us, Lord, to fix our eyes on you.
帮助我们能够转眼注目看你。
Help us to desperately want to hear your voice.
让我们有这样一颗渴望的心，我们想要听到你的声音。
Because we believe that you are greater than the circumstance.
因为我们相信你比我们周遭所处的环境更伟大。
We pray that you would heal and you would save and you would deliver.
我们的祷告是你要医治，你要救赎，你要拯救我们。
Because that is who you are.
因为那就是你的所事，医治者，你是那拯救者，你是要救赎我们的。
And we pray this for your name's sake and in the name of Jesus Christ.
文，所以我们当中一些小朋友也许没有耐心做完，在整个讲道的过程中都好好的坐在那，但至少开始的时候，希望小朋友们也能够专心的听。
I'm going to keep moving this way. I'm not allowed to move this way, okay? So watch me, okay? Kids at home, just start clapping. Someone here, make a noise. If I cross the 6 feet barrier to Liu Yun, I'll move this way.
我们要保持我们之间六尺的距离，所以如果刘长导往我这个方向走来，请大家鼓一下掌，让他注意一下。
Right? Or Kelly, someone here go, and I'll move back, okay?
我们这里都要非常的小心。
But this verse really has three ideas that build up the one big idea.
这么这一节经文呢，我想有三个小的信息，然后他们一起传达了一个大的信息。
And the first thing that we see, and the first thing that this ray of light is telling us in God's word.
那么我们首先看到的是，在神的话语里有这样的一缕亮光。
Is that the Lord, Yahweh,is good.
那就是主耶和华本为善。
Can you just turn around to someone next to you right now and say, the Lord is good?
你能不能转向身边的人说耶和华本为善。
The Lord is good.
耶和华本为善。
The Lord is good.
耶和华本为善。
But let me tell you first that what was happening in this time, in the time that Nahum was writing, it was not a good time.
但是让我告诉你，在先知拿鸿写这本书的时候，那时候世界上并不是处于一个很好的时代。
This time in this part of the world was actually a very frightening time.
在那个时代，在世界上的那个地方，其实是很令人恐惧不安的。
It was a time where people were filled with fear and anxiety because of all the uncertainty due to a rising empire.
那个时候的人们，他们非常的焦虑，他们非常的害怕，因为当时的环境动荡不安，有一个大国正要起来。
Because this empire was a very, very wicked and cruel empire.
这个帝国呢，是一个非常邪恶、残暴的帝国。
And this empire was called the Assyrian Empire.
这个帝国叫做亚述帝国。
And it was spreading its cruelty and wickedness and brutality.
它的邪恶、残暴和残酷呢，在它的国土的扩张中也不断的扩展。
Children, would you like to hear how brutal this empire was?
小朋友们，你们想听一听这个帝国有多残酷吗？
I cannot share it with you.
但是我不能够跟你说。
I'm so sorry.
对不起。
Let's just say that the brutality of this empire is rated R.
我们就这样说吧，这个帝国的残忍的暴行是限制级的。
The things that they would do when they attacked a city were so bad that there are things that I probably wouldn't even feel comfortable saying behind this pulpit.
他们在攻打城池的时候所做的暴行是那么的残酷，我站在讲台上都不忍心提起。
But I'm going to ask the children and you adults a question because I think you know the name of the city that Nahum is writing to.
但是我想问小朋友们和大人们同样这样一个问题：你们知道拿鸿写的是哪一座城市吗
？It is the capital city where all the leaders at the king of the Assyrian Empire they're all located in this.Capital city.
这是亚述帝国的首都，就是他们的王公贵族都在那个城市。
I'll give you a hint.
让我给大家让你
一个
提示。
Oh, I like that. Okay. So the hint is that God, 100 years before this, sent a prophet by the name of Jonah.To bring his message to this city.
所以这小提示就是在这段经文之前100年前神派了一个先知名叫约拿去这个城市。
The Lord wanted Jonah to go there and give this wicked city a chance to repent and turn to God.
那时候神派约拿去，想要让这个城市的人们有一个机会能够悔改转向神。
Okay, so do you know, can you tell your parents, can someone say it to someone around you, do you know what city Nahum is writing to then?
那么现在大家知道了吗？小朋友们跟告诉爸爸妈妈。
You'll get a hug from me in about 2 months, okay, if you get the right answer.
如果你答对的话，刘长老两个月以后要拥抱你。
Okay, what city is this?
这是什么城市？
Anybody here? Nineveh. Very good.
尼尼微。
Right, so this is the city of Nineveh.
所以这里写到的是尼尼微这个城市。
And 100 years ago,
在那时候100年前
at this time, when Jonah went to go preach the message of repentance and turning to God,
当约拿去叫尼尼微的人要悔改转向神的时候
Do you remember what happened?
你们记得发生了什么吗
Do you remember what happened?
记得吗
When they heard the simple message
当他们听到这么简单的信息
That unless they turned to God and repented, God would destroy their city
信息就是说他们若不悔改归向神神就要摧毁这个城市
Did they repent?
他们悔改了吗
Okay, here brothers and sisters are saying yes.
是的。
The whole city repented and turned to God.
整个城市里的人都悔改转向神。
Even the wicked king of all of Assyria actually himself repented and turned to God.
包括他们的君王就是那个很残暴的很邪恶的那个亚述帝国的君王他也悔改转向神了
One of the funniest facts that I remember in that text was that the king declared a fast
我记得很有意思的时候在那段那本书里面是王让大家都禁食
And that even he would not allow the animals the cows were not allowed to eat they had a fast and repent too
连动物们包括牛也是他们都不能够吃他们要禁食要悔改
And God spared Nineveh
那么神就没有摧毁尼尼微
But this now in the time of Nahum is about 100 years later
那么现在这个拿鸿书呢是在约拿时候之后100年
It's a whole generation of people later
所以呢也就是整个一代的人都过去了
And this whole next generation once again turned their backs against God.
那么这新的一代的人呢他们又再一次背逆了神。
They refused to acknowledge God.
他们拒绝承认神。
And when an entire country refuses to acknowledge God,
那么当整个国家都拒绝承认神的时候
there is no restraint to evil.
那么邪恶的势力呢就肆无忌惮了。
You have to remember that.
你要记得。
When entire countries of people refuse to acknowledge God, evil goes unrestrained.
当整个国家都拒绝承认神的时候，那么邪恶的势力就没有拘束了。
And this country, the whole empire, became a problem to the world.
那么这个国家这整个帝国就成为世界上的一个问题。
It was not a good time in the world.
那并不是一个很好的时代。
It was a time of crisis.
那是一个危难的时候。
But this verse, verse 7.
那么这一节经文第七节。
In the midst of the crisis.
在危难当中。
The people of God, they needed a reminder.
神的子民需要听到一个提醒。
They needed a reminder that the Lord Yahweh is good.
他们需要被提醒，主耶和华本为善。
You see, it's one thing to remember that God is good when everything is going well.
所以呢，当一切都很顺遂的时候呢，能够想起神是良善的。
When the economy is going your way.
当经济状况很好
When your health is good
你的健康状况也很好
When your job is smooth
当你的工作很顺利
When your grades are up
当你的成绩不断提高
When your relationships with your family and your friends are fine
当你与家人朋友的关系都很好的时候
When life is comfortable
当生活非常的舒适
It's almost natural for us to say that the Lord is good.
那我们当然很自然的会说耶和华本为善
But when our finances begin to collapse,
但当我们的财务状况开始崩溃的时候，
when our health begins to collapse,
当我们的健康状况
when our jobs, our grades begin to collapse,
当我们的工作，我们的成绩都往下走的时
候， when our relationships begin to collapse,
当我们的人际关系也状况不好的时候，
you get the point here.
你理解我要说的了。
When all your comforts are now taken away,
当你生活中的一切舒适都被拿走的时候，
it's not that natural anymore to say from the bottom of your heart that the Lord is good.
那么就不再是很自然的一件事情，让我们可以从心底真诚地说神是良善的。
Yet what I want to point out to you first this morning,
但是今天早上我首先要向你指出的是，
I want to point you to something that makes God so amazing.
我想让你看到有一件事让我们的神如此的奇妙。
Because this is what is so amazing about our God.
因为这就是我们的神是何等的奇妙的一件事。
That in the time of our crisis,
就是当我们处在危难当中的时候，
that when the Lord knows that everything around us is falling apart,
当神知道我们身边的一切都在分崩离析的时候，
that is when God wants us to hear His voice.
这就是当神想要让我们听到他声音的时候。
It's in the middle of that dark and scary storm,
就是在黑暗恐惧的风暴当中，
that God brings in a ray of light,
神带来了一缕亮光，
when He reminds His people,
他提醒他的子民，
that the Lord is good,
耶和华本为善。
It's in the midst of the crisis,
就是在危难当中，
that the Lord is good.
耶和华本为善。
This phrase, the Lord is good, is a Hebrew phrase.
这个词，这一个短语，耶和华本为善，是一个希伯来的字
句。 I'm going to walk 6 feet behind Liu Yun to our projector here.
现在我要走到我们的大屏幕之前。
And you can notice that in this phrase, in the English, the Lord is capitalized, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
我们可以看到神主的名是全部是大写的，每一个字母都大写了。
And we've taught and preached on this before.
我们以前就这个有讲过道。
That whenever we see the name of the Lord like this, capitalized,
每当我们看到主的名是这样全部大写的时候，
That is actually the four Hebrew letters YHWH, which we say Yahweh.
那就是希伯来文字里把耶和华这个名，主的名拼出来。
That is in the Old Testament the name of God.
那么在旧约当中，这就是神的名。
When God said to Moses, I am who I am.
当神对摩西说，我是的时候，
This is that name.
这就是那个名字。
And the people of God, they knew that God's name had so much power in itself and was so holy that they would not even in any way want to take the Lord's name in vain.
所以旧约时代的人们知道神的名是那么的大有能力，那么的圣洁，他们不能够妄称神的名。
In fact, that's why God said, do not take my name in vain.
那也就是神为什么说不可妄称耶和华的名。
Do not casually speak my name.
不要很随意的就提到神的名字。
To the point where the people of God, they would not even say YHWH.
所以这个名呢是圣洁到这样一个地步，神的子民都不能够直接把这个名字拼出来。
In place, when they read God's word, they would say the word Adonai, which meant Lord, but it would not be God's holy name.
所以呢，当他们要提到神的时候，他们就说主。神而没有提到耶和华这样圣洁的名字。
When I used to text with my Jewish friends or our Jewish rabbi that we once supported as a missionary at our church,
当我向我的犹太教的朋友或者犹太拉比的朋友发短信的时候，
even when they would say that God is good, they would not spell out, they would not even write out YHWH.
当他们要提到耶和华本为善的时候，他们都不会拼出神的名字。
Because they knew the power and the holiness of God's name and what His name represented of Him.
因为他们知道神的名是何等的大有能力，何等的圣洁。他们知道神的名所代表的是什么。
So whenever you told a Jewish person the Lord Yahweh,
所以每当你向一个犹太人讲主耶和华的时候，
They immediately know the power and the holiness, the might of God.
他们就会立刻的就知道神的圣洁，神的大能。
And then when you would add to that in the phrase that Yahweh is good, which is the Hebrew word tov.
所以当你把良善这个词加到耶和华的圣洁的名字之后的时候，
We often use good as an adjective.
我们常常把良善这个词作为一个形容词。
But when the Hebrews said that the Lord is good, they meant his entire character was dependent and reflective of his being good.
但是当犹太人讲到耶和华本为善的时候，他讲的是神的本性、神的属性、神的一切都建立在他的良善之上。
It harkens back to Genesis chapter 1.
他也会让我们想到在创世纪第一章，
where the word good was repeated over and over and over and over again when God was creating this world.
当神在创造这个世界的时候，好的是好的这个词一而再再而三的出现。
This word good is so rich.
好，良善这个字是有非常丰富的含义。
When it is in the perspective of Genesis chapter 1.
从创世纪第一章来看，
It helps us to understand that when God saw good, when God himself being all good and created good.
当神这位完全良善的神，他创造了一个世界，他看着是好的。
That means that everything was flourishing.
因为一切的事情都欣欣向荣。
Everything was dynamic with perfect life.
一切事情都充满了非常完美的生命。
That there was nothing wrong.
没有什么是错误的。
That this abundance of all things that are good was an absence of evil and sin.
这个生机勃勃，一切都丰富的世界，完全没有恶，没有罪。
It's the way things were meant to be.
这就是世界本应有的样子。
Because before evil and sin entered into the world, that was good.
当邪恶和罪进入这个世界之前，一切都是好的。
This is the phrase, the way the Jewish people would understand it, when the phrase comes as a reminder, when God's voice says,In this time of crisis, the Lord Yahweh is good.
所以大家就可以看到，对犹太人来讲， 这个好良善这个字有这样深刻的含义。那么当神在危难当中说到耶和华本为善的时候，对他们来讲是非常重要的。
That this storm, the reason for the storm and the darkness and all these things that we see in this world, the suffering is as a result of when evil and sin entered into the world.
那么为什么在这个世界上充满了黑暗，有了风暴，人们要受这么多的苦难呢？那是因为罪进入了世间。
But in the times of dark, dark storms,
但是就算是在风暴最黑暗的时候，
when the Lord breaks through the storm and sends in a ray of light,
当神冲破了黑暗，带给我们这样一缕阳光的时候，
and he says,Yahweh is good.
他说耶和华本为善。
That should do something for us. That is his voice telling us something about our God.
我们都应当侧耳倾听，这是神要让我们知道的，这是关于他的属性。
Oftentimes, the Hebrews, the Jewish people would use this phrase, the Lord is good, in a type of praise.
常常犹太人也会用这个字句呢作为一个赞美的话。
But more often than used in a psalm of praise is when this phrase is used in a time of crisis.
但是呢这个词呢用在危难的时候其实比用在赞美的时候更多。
We're going to look at a few, we're going to put a few on the board here.
我们要在屏幕上放上这么几个例子。
Last week, I was led to read and share on the YouTube video Psalm 34.
上周呢，我受圣灵的感动，在 YouTube 上跟大家分享了诗篇34篇。
This phrase, the Lord is good, is not consistently used in the Chinese, and so I asked Liu Yun to add it in the parentheses.
所以呢，在中文的译本中这个耶和华本为善不是用的不是同样的字句。
I actually have been spending time learning how to read the Bible in Pinyin on Google Translate, so I saw that.
所以呢，因为刘长老他现在在努力的学习中文，所以他注意到了这一点。
Psalm 34, 7 and 8. Look, the psalmist, if you remember, wrote this in the midst of crisis.
如果大家记得的话，诗人写这一篇诗的时候呢，他是在危难当中。
He says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them."
诗中提到，耶和华的使者在敬畏他的人四围安营，搭救他们。
Oh, taste and see that this phrase, the Lord Yahweh is good.
你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善。
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
投靠他的人有福了。
Okay. Look at Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 and 25.
我们再看耶利米哀歌第三章21到25节。
This writer, Jeremiah, writes, But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope.
所以作者耶利米写道，我想起这事，心里就有指望。
The steadfast love, the hesed of the Lord never ceases.
耶和华的怜悯不至断绝。
His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
他的诸般慈爱也不至断绝。每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I will hope in him.
我心里说耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。
And look at verse 25, this is where that phrase comes in. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him.
再看第二十五节，凡等候耶和华、心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。这也本身在英语里面，也就是耶和华本为善一样的字句。
Jeremiah is writing this in the midst of great suffering.
耶和华写这些字句的时候呢，他正处在患难当中。
Isn't that what makes God amazing?
这不就是让我们的神那么奇妙的一个原因吗？
That when we are in the midst of crisis,
当我们在危难当中的时候，
That is when God wants us to hear His voice and to know that the Lord Yahweh is good.
就在这样的时刻，神要让我们听到他的声音，要提醒我们耶和华本为善。
Say that one more time to someone next to you. The Lord Yahweh is good.
让我们再一次对身边的人说，耶和华本为善。
The Lord Yahweh is good.
耶和华本为善。
Secondly, this verse, Nahum 1:7, through this verse, the Lord is telling us,that the Lord Yahweh is the only stronghold in the day of trouble.
那么纳鸿书一章七节可以让我们看到的第二点是耶和华我们的神是患难中唯一的保障。
Look at that. The verse says in the day of trouble.
让我们一起来看一下这个经文提到在患难的时候。
You know what's interesting? This verse is for the people who belong to God.
很有意思的是，这节经文是为了那些信神的人写的。
Sometimes there's a type of teaching out there.
有的时候你会听到这样的教导。
That says when you put your faith in Jesus, all of your troubles go away.
那就是说，如果你信靠耶稣，那么你的一切问题都会被解决。
But I have never really seen that in the Bible.
但是我个人在圣经中从来没有看到这样的教导。
In fact, what I've seen in the Bible is that Jesus says to those who choose to follow him that in this world you will have tribulation.
反而我是看到耶稣对那些选择要跟随他的门徒说，在世上你们有苦难。
What I see in the New Testament church in the first 10 chapters of Acts.
那么我在使徒行传前十章看到新约中的教会是这样的情形。
Is that the people who put their faith in Jesus.
当人们信靠主耶稣。
They suffered.
他们受苦。
Many of them faced hardships after they started following Jesus.
很多人当他们决定要追随耶稣以后，他们受到了许多的艰难困苦。
Their family members turned on them.
他们的家庭成员与他们对立。
Their family members mocked them for their faith.
甚至嘲笑他们的信仰。
Some of them would lose their jobs because of following Jesus.
因着要追随耶稣，他们有些人失去了工作。
Being put into prison.
他们被下在监牢里。
Or even beingkilled because they follow Jesus.
甚至为了自己的信仰被杀害。
Jesus never promised a trouble-free life.
耶稣从来不曾应许我们有无忧无虑的生活。
But this verse is referring to that day.
但这节经文所讲的是那样的日子。
As people of God,
作为神的子民。
When all you see are dark thunder clouds,
当你所看到的都是乌云密布。
The day when it seems like your world is falling apart.
是在那样的日子，当你觉得身边的世界都纷纷坍塌的时候。
When your grades, your jobs, your finances are now starting to crumble.
也就是当你的成绩、当你的财务、当你的工作都开始崩塌的时候。
When your whole future begins to seem like it's crumbling.
当你的整个未来看上去都要坍塌的时候。
When even it seems like your health is crumbling and collapsing away.
甚至当你自己的健康、你的身体也在崩塌、崩溃的时候。
That dark day when you are diagnosed with cancer for the second time.
在那个黑暗的日子，当你再一次、第二次被诊断出癌症。
And your children are starting to cry because they are afraid that their daddy is going to die.
当你看到你的孩子在哭泣，因为他们害怕爸爸要死了。
Jesus says,
耶稣说
that in that day of trouble,
在这样患难的日子
You need a stronghold.
你需要一个保障。
And he says, I am your stronghold.
他说，我就是你的保障。
It's important to know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，这是非常重要的。
That Christians are not promised to be removed from the day of trouble.
神不曾应许基督徒要从苦难中脱离。
But that Christians are promised a refuge in the day of trouble.
神所应许基督徒的是患难中的避难所。
We need to learn that. We need to sink that into our hearts.
我们要好好的学习，我们要把这一点牢牢的记在心中。
That Christians are not promised to be removed in the day of trouble.
那么就是神不曾应许基督徒脱离患难。
But that Christians are promised a refuge in the day of trouble.
但神应许基督徒患难中的避难所。
You know what the name of this prophet Nahum means?
你知道先知拿鸿的名字是什么意思吗
？Nahum means comfort.
拿鸿的意思就是安慰。
Isn't it a comfort for us as Christians to know that the Lord Yahweh Himself is our refuge in the day of trouble?
作为基督徒，知道神耶和华。他在患难中是我们的避难所，是我们的保障。这不是一个巨大的安慰吗
？I'm going to read to you several promises in God's Word that shows us this idea.
我想跟大家分享一下在圣经中几节经文，让我们再一次看到这个主题。
Psalm 99,
诗篇九篇九节。
The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble.
耶和华又要给受欺压的人做高台，在患难的时候做高台。
Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
诗篇四十六篇第一节，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Psalm 62:8,
诗篇六十二篇第八节。
Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
你们众民当时时依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意。神是我们的避难所。
Look at those verses. Even this last verse, 62:8.
让我们看看这几节经文，包括这最后一节。
Memorize these promises.
让我们把这些应许背下来。
That's what God's word gives to us, His promises.
这就是神的话给予我们的，他的应许。
But they are only promises if you receive them and you hold on to them.
但是这些应许呢，是给那些倚靠他的人，仰赖他的人。
Tell him that. Tell him, Lord, this is your promise to me.
所以让我们对神说，神啊，这是你给我们的应许。
This word that is used, even in 62:8, this word refuge in the Hebrew is hasah.
所以这个词用在诗篇六十二篇第八节避难所。
There's a phrase that you may be very familiar with, and this phrase is often used in this concept, finding hasah under the shadow of your wing.
所以大家可能会很熟悉这个词，在这样的上下文中，就是在你的翅膀荫下。
Finding hasah in the shadow of your wing.
在神的翅膀荫下，我们可以找到避难所。
It's the same word that also refers to, I will find hasah because the Lord is my shield.
我们也记得神做我们的盾牌，所以我们可以找到避难所。
That's the word hasah.
这就是这个词避难所。
Look at 2 Samuel 22:31, which is also the same verse in Psalm 18:30.
让我们看一下撒母耳记下二十二章三十一节，同样的在诗篇十八章三十节。
And he wrote, "The Lord, this God, His way is perfect." The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take Hasa refuge in him.
经文里说到，至于神，他的道是完全的，耶和华的话是炼净的，凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
But I want you to look closely at that verse. Look closely at the word of God.
我想请大家更仔细的来看一看神的这一句话语。
It says that he is a refuge with a condition.
他说到他要做我们的避难所，这里有一个条件。
What is that condition?
条件是什么呢?
It says that he is a refuge for those who take refuge in him.
说到凡投靠他的，他便做他们的盾牌。
In other words,
也就是说,
in the day of trouble,
在患难的日子,
in the midst of the storm,
在风暴当中,
the question is,
问题在于,
who or what do you take refuge in?
你要向什么样的人或什么样的物来寻找自己的避难所?
He is the only stronghold in the day of trouble.
他是在患难中唯一的保障。
But he is only the secure refuge for those who take refuge in him.
他是患难中的避难所，但是唯一对那些投靠他、仰赖他的人来说。
So we have to start to get honest with ourselves. Who or what or where do you go for refuge?
所以我们要很诚实的扪心自问，我们要避难的时候，我们是要寻找什么样的人、什么样的事、什么样的地方呢？
Brothers and sisters, I believe that God is speaking right now to all who are listening.
弟兄姐妹们，我相信此时此刻，神在那对那些愿意听的人讲话。
Are you listening?
你在听吗？
Are you truly hearing his voice?
你真的听到他的声音吗?
The prophet Nahum,
先知纳洪,
his name means comfort.
他的名字意思是安慰。
This verse 7 brings us comfort.
第七节带给我们安慰。
But all prophets,
但所有的先知,
were also used to serve as a shake-up, as a wake-up call to entire nations of people.
但所有的先知呢，他们也是作为全国人民的一个唤醒，一个当头棒喝。
And I will tell you,
我想对大家说,
that this coronavirus,
这个冠状病毒,
God is doing something through the coronavirus.
神要透过冠状病毒要动工。
I believe that God is calling out to the church.
我相信神是在呼召他的教会。
God is shaking up the church.
神是要摇动教会。
God is waking up the church.
神要唤醒教会。
God is speaking.
神在讲话。
But are we listening?
但是我们有在听吗?
Through the coronavirus,
透过冠状病毒,
God has been stripping everything away.
神把所有的事情都剥离了。
Because I can see that there have been so many things that are distracting to the people of God.
因为我可以看到有许多的事情让神的子民分心。
I think that there have been so many things in our lives that prevent us from hearing his voice.
我也看到在我们的生活中有这样多的事情让我们听不见神的声音。
There are so many things in this world that are tempting brothers and sisters to from fully depending on God.
有许多的事情在诱惑我们的弟兄姐妹，让我们不能够全然的仰赖依靠神。
We have been putting our dependency on everything else but God.
我们仰赖，我们所倚靠的是除神以外别的事情。
We put dependency on our own ability.
我们依靠自己的能力。
We put our dependency on our own smarts to solve problems.
我们依靠自己能够解决问题的聪明才智。
We put our dependency on our own strength and willpower.
我们也依靠自己的强大的意志力。
For some, even our own finances.
有一些人也是依赖自己的财务。
In our own ways to secure ourselves.
用自己的方式做自己的保障。
You might say that for many of the Christians, their refuge has been ourselves.
你甚至可以说，许多基督徒的避难所是他们自己。
And God has been stripping everything away.
那么神正在剥离这一切。
As if to ask.
似乎在问我们。
Will you now take refuge in me?
现在你要寻求我作为你的避难所了吗？
But what do we do?
那么我们怎么做呢？
Even during the virus spreading,
就算在病毒扩散的情形中，
we continueto put our dependency on our own strength.
我们继续的依赖自己的能力。
Our own smarts.
自己的聪明。
Our own ways.
自己的方式。
We still want to solve our own problems.
我们仍旧想要自己解决自己的问题。
We stillTake refuge in ourselves.
我们仍旧向自己寻求避难所。
As soon as this coronavirus was spreading,
当这个病毒一开始扩散的时候，
I knew that God was going to start to strip everything away.
我就知道神要开始剥离一切。
I had a sense that GodIs making a shift in the world.
我意识到神要在这个世界做一个变革。
That God is shaking up the world.
神是在摇动这个世界。
But specifically, that God is making a shift in the church.
但是特别的是，神要在教会中进行一场变革。
God is in a way resetting His church.
从某种意义上说，神要重启他的教会。
Not just our church,
不仅仅是我们教会，
but to his church in the world,
而是全世界属他的教会。
We've become too dependent on human power,
我们太过的仰赖于人的力量，
and not dependent on Holy Spirit power,
而不是仰赖圣灵的大能。
When I read about the New Testament church,
当我读到新约中的教会的时候，
Oh, they suffered so much. We just talked about that.
我们刚刚提到他们经历了那么多的苦难。
But even when they were in their day of trouble,
但是当他们在自己的患难中的时候，
God was who they depended on.
他们所倚靠的是神。
And they were a churchThat was on fire for God.
他们是一个为神火热的教会。
Even in the midst of the day of trouble.
即使是在患难的日子。
Even in the times of uncertainty in their own lives.
即使是在他们的生命充满了不确定性的时候
，They were a church on fire.
他们是一个热诚的教会，火热的教会。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they were a church that were not dependent on human power.
因为他们是不依赖人类能力的教会。
They were a church that were dependent on Holy Spirit power.
他们是仰赖圣灵大能的教会。
They were full of doing things that were life-giving.
他们都在做给予生命的工作。
Because they were full of the Holy Spirit who gives life.
因为他们充满的是那给予生命的圣灵。
So that everything they did, when they gathered to read the Word of God, it was full of life.
所以他们做的每一件事情，当他们聚集在一起读神的话语的时候，那是充满了生命。
When they sung their songs to God, they were full of life.
当他们向神唱赞美诗的时候，他们也充满了生命。
Whenever there was a need in the church, they were giving all to people who had need because they were full of life.
当教会中有人有需要的时候，当他们在给予的时候、捐书的时候，也是充满了生命。
They were full of life because they were full of the Holy Spirit.
他们充满了生命，因为他们被圣灵所充满。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
I believe that if we listen in,
我相信如果我们仔细听的话
God is telling us,
神在告诉我们
to stop doing things that are void of life.
神要告诉我们停止做那些没有生命的空洞的事情。
God is telling us to stop doing things that are lifeless.
神告诉我们停止那些没有生命、死气沉沉的事情。
Things that we have been doing that are not empowered by the Holy Spirit, God Himself.
那些事情不是透过神的圣灵来让我们做的事情都要停下来。
As a church,
作为教会
and I'm going to say something very risky.
我要讲一个、有一定风险的话。
We must let the virus kill off all of the activities of the church that are lifeless.
我们要容许病毒挪去、除去所有我们所做的死气沉沉、没有生命的教会活动。
And we must only proceed as a church.In doing the things that are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
作为教会，我们要继续前行，我们要做唯有圣灵给我们能力去做的，充满生命的活动。
If we are able to listen,
如果我们能够听的话，
and we are able to see,
我们能够看见，
we will be able to track with this.
我们就能够符合神的心意。
Earlier this year, I came across a quote. God has really been doing something、wonderful in my life, actually starting from December 2018.
从2018年12月开始，神在我的生命中做了许多奇妙的事情。
Some of you know that I was,、I had to go to the hospital、at the end of that year.
有些人知道我在那年末的时候需要去医院。
And I believe that the Lord has been breaking through, breaking down and breaking through and rebuilding my life.
我相信神他破碎了我的生命，但是他又重建了我的生命。
I came across a particular quote.
我看到这么一句话。
And I believe that God gave that quote for me.
我相信神赐下这句话给我。
For me,
给我
Even though that this quote applies to the church,
虽然说这句话也可以在整个教会中应用
Because I am, I was, and I am less, but I'm a very strong-willed individual.
因为我这个人呢，曾经是，现在也是一个意志力很强的人
I believe.That I am a very capable person.
我相信自己是一个很能干的人。
And because I had such a, because I have such a strong will and strong sufficiency I am very self-dependent.
因为我是那么的好强，也那么的能干，所以呢，我凡事都自力更生。
And although I knew the concept and I taught the concept to live in step with the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然我的头脑明白，我也曾经教导过，我们要与圣灵同行。
I did not know how to live a spirit-empowered life.
我并不是真正的懂得如何去过一个靠圣灵的大能来活的生活。
The quote that I'm about to show to you was a quote for me.
接下来我要向大家分享的是一句话是给我的一句话。
But now I realize that it was designed for the whole church to hear.
那么现在我意识到这句话也是让全教会都应该听见。
I will read this quote first and then we'll pan over to the thingamajig.
我要先读一下这句话，然后呢，让大家看看屏幕。
Listen to this.
请听。
If the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today,
如果圣灵从今天的教会中离开。
Okay, so for whatever reason, if the Holy Spirit withdrew from the church today.
所以如果为了某种原因圣灵退开了离开了教会
95% of what we do would go on and no one would know the difference.
我们所做的 95% 的事都会继续进行没有人会觉察到有所不同。
Michael, pan on me so people can hear me read it first and then we'll show it up on that. Oh, thank you. Right, okay.But if the Holy Spirit had been withdrawn from the New Testament church,
但如果圣灵从新约中的教会离开,
95% of what they did would have stopped.
他们所做的 95% 的事都会停止。
And everybody would know the difference.
每个人都会觉察到有所不同。
I'm not sure exactly who wrote this.
我不知道到底是谁写了这句话
？People attribute it to A.W. Tozer, one of my favorite authors.
但是人们说可能是陶树啊，刘牧师最喜欢的一位作者所写。
I couldn't find the source exactly.
我不能够找到真正的来源。
But the quote remains true.
但这不改变这句话的真实性。
But would this be true for us?
但这对我们每个人来说都是真实的吗？
If the Holy Spirit withdrew from our church today,
如果今天教会圣灵从我们教会中离开,
how many of us and our ministries would keep on going and no one would know the difference?
我们当中有多少人,我们的事工中有多少事工会继续的进行,然后大家都觉察不到有什么不同。
As soon as this coronavirus was spreading, I knew that God was in the process of stripping everything away.
所以当冠状病毒一开始扩散的时候，我就意识到神要剥离一切。
He has slowed down our life.
他放缓了我们生命的脚步。
But he's been slowing down our life so we can think more.
他放缓我们生命的生活的节奏是要让我们有更多的思考
，so that we can worship more，
我们可以更多的敬拜
，so that we can pray more，
我们可以有更多的祷告。
He slowed us down so that we might be able to hear His voice。
他放缓了我们生活的节奏，我们才能够听到他的声音。
But I told a brother very early on, several weeks ago。
在几周以前我跟一个弟兄这样说
I said that God is speaking
我说神在说话
But instead of listening
但是有些人不是听
People are going to start binging
许多人其实是要一口气的做一些别的事
Instead of listening for God's voice
他们不是要去听神的声音
They're going to listen to the news all day
反而他们要整天的听新闻
Instead of spending more time with God
他们不是要花更多的时间与神一起。
Like they said they would if things actually slowed down.
不像他们以前说，如果事情放缓了，他们就要这么
做。They're going to spend more time on shows and Netflix and YouTube.
相反的，他们要花更多的时间在看网剧、看 YouTube。
Instead of finding satisfaction for their soul with God.
他们不是要从神那里寻找让他们灵魂得着满足的东西。
They're going to keep trying to fill their souls and find satisfaction with everything else that they're trying to find satisfaction for their souls with before the virus.
相反的，他们仍旧回到那些他们寻求满足感的那些属世的东西那里去，在冠状病毒的期间，同样从那些事情里寻找满足感。弟兄姐妹们。
I've been praying for us.
我为大家祷告。
I've been praying especially for the church, our brothers and sisters in Christ.
我特别的为我们基督肢体中的教会的弟兄姐妹祷告。
Because I know,
因为我知道
that there will be some churches,
会有一些教会
who are tracking with God right now.
他们现在正在与神同行。
And some that are not.
有一些却离开了神。
There will be some churches of brothers and sisters.
有一些教会的弟兄姐妹。
Who are learning to listen to the voice of God.
他们在学习听见神的声音。
And some who are not.
有一些没有这么做。
There are some who will be moving more and more in line as a whole church.With what the Holy Spirit is doing in the world right now and into the future.
会有一些教会，他们全体的弟兄姐妹都会越来越多的跟随圣灵，与圣灵同行，与圣灵目前在世界上所做的工同一步调。
And some who will not.
但是有一些却没有这样行。
The question is,
问题就是
which one are we?
我们属于哪样的教会呢
？Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，The Lord is the only stronghold in the day of trouble。
神是患难中唯一的保障。
He is the only refuge that is dependable。
他是那唯一牢靠的避难所。
Not the government，
不是政府。
That's what Pastor James said last week. Even though government is beneficial。
像上周范长老讲到，政府有的时候对我们有益处。
Not medicine and science, even though medicine and science are beneficial.
也不是医疗科学，虽然他们也是有益的。
And certainly not yourself.
那当然也不是你自己。
Who is the one that you can depend on 100%?
谁你可以全然的百分之百的信靠呢
？And are you listening to his voice？
你有在听他的声音吗
？Give me a few more minutes because I want to share with you something that both Pastor James and myself and Bex we were talking about this and we know that there's correlation。
再给我几分钟，我想跟大家分享我和师母还有范长老都有同样的感触。
When I was diagnosed with brain cancer for the second time,
当我第二次被诊断出脑癌的时候
when we learned that my cancer was growing back,
当我们知道我的脑癌细胞又重新长回来的时候
I kept telling you, church, over and over again,
我一再地告诉教会
Thank you for your prayers for my physical healing.
谢谢大家为我身体的医治祷告。
But what God is doing is greater than my physical healing. He is doing a spiritual healing.
但神所做的工比我身体的医治还要伟大，他正在医治我的心灵。
Didn't I say that over and over again?
我不是讲了好多次吗
？We must begin to learn.
我们需要开始学习。
That behind every physical and visible thing in the world.
在世界上每一个物质的肉眼可见的东西背后
is the spiritual.
都有属灵的。
Behind every physical problem, or you can say behind every physical and visible crisis,
在世界上每一个物质问题，或者是物质的眼见的危机背后，
ultimately is a spiritual issue.
归根到底是一个属灵的问题。
Whether it's happening in the world,
是在世界上发生，
or whether it's happening in the individual,
或者是对某一个人发生。
Behind every physical problem, every visible problem,
在每一个物质问题、可见的问题的背后，
ultimately is a spiritual issue.
归根到底是一个属灵问题。
Can you see that my God was letting my cancer grow again?
你可不可以理解我的神容许我的癌细胞再一次长出来？
God was letting my cancer grow.
神容许我的癌细胞再一次
长出来。And God was letting you, church, to cry over me.
神也容许教会为我哭泣。
But to hear and to know,
但是要听见，要了解，
that behind my physical crisis,
在我的身体危机的背后，
was God's voice.
是神的声音。
And he was speaking to me.
他在对我讲话，
healing me,
医治我，
and restoring me spiritually,
在灵里重建我。
Can you then see if that was what was happening to me?
那么你可以理解吗？这是发生在我身上的事情。
Can you then see that God has allowed, our God has allowed the coronavirus?
你可以理解到神容许冠状病毒发生，
to come into all of our lives.
让这件事情影响到我们每个人的生命。
Like cancer came back into my life.
就像癌症回到我的身上。
Can you hear and know that behind the coronavirus is ultimately a spiritual thing?
你是否能够听见，你是否能够了解，在冠状病毒的后面也是属灵问题。
That if you listen in, you will hear God's voice.
如果你仔细听，你就能听见神的声音。
That he is speaking to you,
他正在对你说话，
calling out to you,
呼唤你。
And he's ready to give you refuge and heal you,
他要给你
restore you spiritually,
提供避难所，他要医治你，他要在灵里重建你。
Let me tell you,
让我告诉你。
And this is not a joke.
这不是玩笑。
There is a disease, there is a virus that is far, far, far worse than the coronavirus.
有这样一个病症，有这样一个病毒，它比冠状病毒还要远远的更坏，更糟。
It is far worse than cancer.
比癌症也要更糟，更坏。
It is the disease, it is the virus that is killing many of you spiritually.
那个病毒，那个病症正在灵里面杀死我们许多人。
It is the disease that is currently making your heart cold towards God.
这个病症就是让你的心对神冷漠的这样一个病。
It is the disease that prevents you from truly slowing down to meet with God and to hear his voice.
这个病毒，这个病症，让你不能够真正的放缓脚步，来听见和遇见神。
And it is the disease of living not by the Holy Spirit and living by the flesh.
这个病症让你不是靠着圣灵生活，而是靠着肉体生活。
It is the disease that is keeping your heart hardened.And unmovable to the God who has been trying to restore you and heal you and break through your life.
这个病毒让你的心变得这样的刚硬，这样的冷漠，让你不能够让听见神的声音，让他重建你的生命，属灵生命。
You see, the last verse just tells us that the Lord knows those who take refuge in Him.
记得刚才最后一节经文说到，神认识投靠他的人。
The Lord knows.
神认识。
The Lord knows who is too proud.
神知道谁太骄傲。
Just like Nineveh was proud of its strong walls.
就像尼尼微为自己坚固的城墙骄傲。
And they were so dependent on their own strength and capabilities.
他们这样的依靠自己的能力，自己的本事。
But at the end, history tells us that Nineveh chose the wrong refuge.
但是最终历史告诉我们，尼尼微选择了一个错的避难所。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
Is the Lord Yahweh your refuge?
神耶和华是你的避难所吗？
Can you see that you need a refuge from the disease that is hurting you more than the coronavirus today?
你可不可以看到你的生命中有一个比冠状病毒更可怕的病正在影响你的属灵生命？
Stop looking at everything in the world that keeps on changing.
不要再专注于世界上不断在变化的一切。
For only Jesus Christ is the unchanging, ever strong, ever dependable refuge for you.
因为唯有耶稣才是那永远不变的、最为牢靠的、充满大能的避难所。
Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
定睛仰望，从今时到永远，在过去永远不变的我主耶稣基督。
Father, we receive your word today.
亲爱的天父，我们今天领受你的话语。
And I pray that your grace allowed those who were willing to hear, to hear your voice.
愿你在你的恩典当中，让那些愿意听的人都听见你的声音。
Speak to us, Lord.
主啊，对我们说话。
Keep speaking.
不断地对我们说话。
To all who are willing to listen.
所有有耳可听、愿意听的，都要听到你的声音。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.